Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome to Saturday, 7 a.m.
It is Saturday, 7 a.m.
It is. What a great week. It was like the, what are we, what, it was week number two of January. Like, it's going to fly. Before you know it, we are going to blink and we are going to be back to Christmas again. Like, it is going to go that fast, I swear.
Let's not stress everybody out.
No, it's Saturday.
Some people still have their Christmas decorations up. I saw it this morning while I was driving in. Lights still on now.
Well, let's face it, there will probably be a couple of people that just keep them up the whole year.
I mean, if you think about it, it is kind of convenient.
Yeah.
If you're having a party, just put on the lights.
Exactly. No, I know. I want to get some of those clear bulb lights for my backyard. I think they're so pretty. Mm-hmm. And especially because we have the pool and the jacuzzi. And we don't, you know, since we had the baby, we don't spend nearly as much time out there as we used to. So that's really my goal for this year. He's two in just a couple of weeks. And, you know, it's the summer. He'll be 2.5. It's the summer of learning to swim. So I'm hoping that with him getting a little bit older, we'll start to enjoy that outside again a little bit more, yes. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, here we are talking about pool and summer weather, and it's in the middle of
the
winter.
We're wearing Uggs.
Exactly. So, hey, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. And, you know, as always, I've got Marla with me. Good morning, Marla Geezer.
Good morning.
And it is Geezer, like, you know, that old guy with the stick. She spells it a little different, but
a little different.
That is how you pronounce
but
it.
But
it
is pronounced the same.
It's the Geeze.
Okay.
I love it. Anyway, okay, so Mortgage Mom Radio. If you guys have never heard us before, you've never listened to us before, I'm Debbie Marcoux. I started in the business about 94 as a real estate agent and got into lending in 2002. So been doing it for a very long time. Marla started in loans in 97. Did I get it right this time?
Mm-hmm.
97. So we are definitely aging ourselves here, but you've got a whole lot of years of experience behind the microphone. Don't even want to count up how many years that is, but it's a good amount between the two of us. And there are not a lot of situations that we have not encountered, especially since I did sell real estate at one point and now doing loans. And Marla's always done loans. You've got a lot of education here in the studio. And we want you to call us. We open communication with you. We take your calls live. We answer them in between calls. If we can't get to you, we will have the girls back at the office taking calls as well, and they're answering. We really are true loan officers, Marla and I. We do work for Movement Mortgage, and we originate loans and close loans, and you know, we're really good at what we do.
We are.
I'm going to brag about that.
We are pretty darn good.
We are good at what we do. We tell a lot of people yes when others have told them no. We tell a lot of people you're almost there. We're going to get you there when others just blow them off and say no. So that is not our. What is it that you like to say, Marla? We work with you until
you're a homeowner.
You are a homeowner, and we are not going to stop until that happens, or even a refinance. I mean, there are people that own a home already and they've gone through some really rough times, and you know, nothing that was, you know, they had a life event, right? I guess that's the best way to say it. They had some sort of life event that threw them under the water, and, you know, they're struggling to get back. And a lot of times a refinance would really help them out with that. And it just, you know, it takes a little bit of extra TLC, a little bit of care from the people that you are working with. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but we are going to work with you until we get you where you need to go to that ultimate goal. So, we really are loan officers. My name is Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux. A lot of people call me a lot of names, but we'll leave those off.
Those are not allowed on NMLS.
No, they aren't. I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight in the state of California. My NMLS ID is 237926.
Awesome. Yeah. And we're also licensed in Washington,
California, Nevada, Illinois, Arizona. Indiana, Arizona. I think we got them all. Not sure. Washington? Did I say Washington? I don't know.
I said Washington. Okay. That was the first one. Yeah. I was trying to go down. Yeah.
If you didn't hear a state that you were contemplating possibly moving to or buying a second home in, or you need help with an investment property somewhere, call us. And if we are licensed in that state, we will help you. If we are not licensed in that state, we will get you to somebody within Movement Mortgage who can help you. Movement Mortgage, I just can't even say enough, but I'm going to let Marla finish compliance before we get in trouble.
Oh, yes. We do not want Susan coming out the gates in the new year mad at us. No. So my NMLS is 669357, and we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
You almost tongue-tied on that one.
I almost did, because sometimes how it flows, you think that
residential, it's supposed to go
mortgage,
the other way.
Right.
Yeah. So. Mortgage, resident. I get it. That's why I let you do it.
Yeah. It truly is ingrained into my brain, and there's going to be just some random party I'm going to be at and be like, guys, I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight.
Sitting out back at the pool barbecue, yeah. Right? And you're like, and you're just in the middle of conversation, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight.
And everybody's going to be like, Marla, go back home.
Right. We're going to take that away one too many. Yeah. Very good. All right. So we went totally left turn there, but we are licensed loan officers, and this is what we do. And we take your calls and we answer your questions. We take your text messages. We respond to those messages through Facebook. You can send us emails through our website. Oh my God, there's so many different ways that you can get a hold of us. Text the word mom, 31996.
Yep.
Mom. Text the word mom to 31996.
Yes. You will. Little app. Picture will come up.
Will. So you're going to get two options there. You're going to get a text message that will have a link to download our phone app. And through the phone app, you can run payments. You can check out our upcoming seminars. You can get tickets. You can run an affordability calculator. You can work on purchase or refinance. You can watch videos. You can apply for your loan. You can do a lot of things with that mortgage app. We highly suggest that you download that one. It's great. You will also be able to text with us back and forth if you have questions. So while listening to the show, you want to ask us a question, go ahead and text us that question. So you just text the word mom to 31996. You will get a text message back that you can download the app, and you can go ahead and start responding to our question. So we'll ask you, how are you, or, you know, what's going on, or how can we help you? And you will see us text you, and then you can go ahead and reply, and we'll start going back and forth. Also, you can, like we said, go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can call us right now at 844-935-3634. So what do you think? Should we go to our first call?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, sweet. Let's do it. All right, good morning. This is Debbie with Mortgage Mom Radio, and Marla. What, are you there?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
We can. Good morning. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, where are you calling us from?
The Valley.
Oh, ooh, we like the Valley. We're going to be there next February 18th for our renovation event.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have an interest rate of 4.375%. Could I do better right now, or what do you think?
Is it your primary residence?
Yes.
And how much do you owe on your loan?
$152,521.32.
Whoa. She was like right to the point. I love it. What do you think your house is worth?
$235,000.
Okay.
Condo. It's not a house.
Okay. So I'm asking you all these questions because interest rates really depend on every part of the situation. So you know how when you listen to the radio and all of a sudden the commercials come on, call now, 3.25%. Those are not for everybody. If you actually listen to the disclosures that go so fast that nobody could make heads or tails of what the heck they're saying at the end of the commercial, everything is based on your credit score, your loan balance, how much is your home worth? Is it a condo or a townhome? Is it 2 to 4 units? Is it an investment? Is it primary? Is it a second home? Are you going to impound your taxes and insurance? There's so many pieces that go into what actually makes the interest rate that I can't really answer that for you while we're live on air, but it is definitely something that if you wanted to call us back, we could run that scenario for you and let you know. I can tell you that 4 3/8, are you on a 30-year fixed?
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 3/8 is actually a pretty good interest rate. It's probably very, it's within what you're going to see today. I mean, we could be maybe 4%. We could be 4.5%. Like, I'm just going to give you this broad range. But for you with your loan size, you said it was
152,521
or something like that, right?
And 35 cents.
Yes, and 35 cents. At the 150 mark, you need to see a substantial drop in your interest rate for you to see any kind of savings. Because with your loan amount being smaller, you're going to still have refinance costs. And with the loan size smaller, what you're going to see in the reduction of a monthly payment from 0.25% in interest rate is not going to be nearly the same as somebody that has a $400,000 or $500,000 loan. So we could definitely run the numbers for you, and we'd be more than happy to do that. But we will be the first people to tell you whether it's actually advantageous for you or not. And I'm going to guess that you're probably in a very good place, and I would not touch your loan. I wouldn't pay loan fees to maybe get a quarter better in interest rate that might change the monthly payment, you know, very little amount.
What about like a 20 or 15? Then the rates go up, right?
No, the rates actually get better. They go down with the shorter term. And that's a totally different story, because if you can afford, even with the lower rate, the monthly payment will be higher than what you pay today. But the total overall interest that you will pay over the whole loan will be less. So if you can afford a little bit more in your monthly payment, the amount that you're going to save in interest by going to a shorter term many times outweighs, you know, it is the benefit of the refinance at the smaller loan size like you have.
Okay. Yeah. This, you know, I have Mr. Cooper. Oh my God. How much mail do they send me? They should be able to look this up and know this and quit sending me all these refi letters. I'm like, yeah, relax, guys.
I know. I love it. What was,
I mean,
who were they before Mr. Cooper? It was a big company that just changed their name. It was like,
Nationwide.
Nation Star. That's right. Mm-hmm. And they changed their name, the actual mortgage company name, to Mr. Cooper. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Corny. I'm like, okay, is that supposed to be hit lowercase letters? Okay, whatever.
But it's even lowercase, huh? Oh my goodness.
Trying to get the youngsters involved, I guess. But yeah. Every time you call somebody in Texas, how you doing, darling? Well, let me look up your loan. Okay. Funny. But yeah, I didn't know if I could do better. That is a decent rate. I got pretty lucky, but
yeah, no, it's actually a very good rate. And like I said, we're the first ones that will actually help you. We'll run the scenario for you and tell you, you know, this is what it's going to cost you to do the refinance. This is what your loan size is. This is what you're paying today. This is what you will save on a monthly, you know, basis. Somebody that's got a $400,000 or $500,000 loan that could save 0.25% in interest rate, it may save them $150 a month. That could be very well worth it. But when you've got a small loan size, like 150, even if you get 0.25% lower in rate, you're not going to see a giant savings in the monthly payment. It's probably not enough to outweigh what the actual cost to do the refinances. But if you do want to look at a 15 or a 20 year, you want to reduce your term and you get a lower interest rate and you're going to pay far less interest over the term, now we're talking about a totally different scenario. So we can run that for you. We can even send you amortization schedule, you know, that you can see what the total interest paid is on your current loan versus what a new loan would be. You know, how far into that loan are you right now? We'll run all of that for you if you're interested in really seeing that.
Do you think it's wise to add to the principal each month? Is that overall, like, let's say you have a little extra money on us every other month or something. Does that really make a difference? Or like,
it can. I think that the biggest thing that people need to hear or need to understand, and especially, I'm sure you've heard of this before, but you know, they'll say, you know, do the bi-weekly payments, make, you know, half of your mortgage payment bi-weekly. And really what's happening is that you've got 26 weeks in a year, not 24, which is what two payments a month would be, but you're going bi-weekly. So you're going every other week. So what happens is you end up making one extra mortgage payment per year. And just that alone on a 30-year fixed rate or a 30-year loan mortgage term will save about 7 years in how soon you'll pay that loan off. So just one extra payment a year. But what a lot of people don't realize is it's not necessarily by paying the 50%, you know, half of your mortgage payment every other week that is speeding that alone. It's that extra principal reduction of that total one full payment per year. So if you can make just one full payment per year, you can save. And it, you know, to take 7 years off of a 30-year fixed loan, roughly 7 years, I mean, I'm sure there's, it's probably 6.86 months or something. There's 6 years and six. You get what I'm saying. But
I have yet to see a loan company actually send you two bills a month. They're not going to do that, are they?
But usually when they set up the biweekly, they set up an auto pay system, mm-hmm. and you're still paying yourself once a month or paying them once a month. But what they do is they take it twice, the 1st and the 15th, to pay that coming month. So they'll take it for January 1st, January 15th, and it pays for February.
Yeah,
but that's how they do the cycling.
Yeah, but it's not even actually on the 1st and the 15th. It's literally biweekly. So some people are paid because that's how you get your extra one month or your extra payment made.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
No?
I'm going to I'm going to go with what you're saying.
Okay.
I think it depends. It's because of how they collect it the previous month for the coming month.
Yeah.
That it ends up doing the.
Yeah. There's different
payments.
Ways to do it, but definitely they're not advertising it and they're not asking you to do it. You need to call them and talk to them about it.
All right. I might have to call Mr. Cooper and go, hey.
Yes. Call Mr. Cooper.
Hey, Grandpa, I need some help here.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes. And Marla is right. And I'm actually right. There's two different ways to do it. So there are ways where they're going to collect 2 weeks before the first payment is due. So you've actually made like half of a payment before the first. On the first of the month, you make the other half of the payment, which pays a full month. And then on the 15th, you make another payment. So you're always that 2 weeks ahead. That is one way to do it. The other way is just like a person that is employed and they get paid every other week versus twice a month. And they will actually take a payment every other week that ends up getting you also to that point of being ahead. So there are two different ways and every mortgage company is a little bit different. It just depends on which one that they offer. So both of us are looking at each other like you're wrong, but we're actually both right.
Right.
It just depends on what Mr. Cooper's going to offer to you.
It sounds great. Well, you guys are very informative. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling today. We really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good year. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
You
too. Bye-bye. All right.
Well, that was a great call.
It was. And it was so funny because you're like, I'm just going to go with them.
The only reason I say is because the large company that I was at before, they actually had it as part of their loan documents. You could actually set up the accelerator program before. And that's how they did it. It was on the 1st and the 15th. But you had to collect. So like for your first month that you started it, you paid two payments in 1 month to get it started. So you had the 13 payments.
Correct. And the big company, large company I was with previously did it differently. They actually set it up on a bi-weekly. So it was literally every other week, which worked out nice when that's how you were paid.
Right.
Because then you could, you know, you're going to take your monthly payment. And what ended up happening is that there's those extra two pay cycles per year. And so they were collecting from you those extra two pay cycles, which made one full extra payment per year. So, yeah, we were both right.
Yep.
I love that, though. I mean, we can argue a little and then agree to disagree and then decide we're both right.
And then say Marla was number one. No, just kidding. Just joking.
No, it was perfect. No.
But we're both right all the time.
All the time. I'm not always right. I'm the first to admit I'm not always right.
I'm the first to admit when I'm not right either, but it is 99.9% time that I am right. So
it is pretty good. Yes. Yes. So Mortgage Mom Radio, give us a call. That was a great, great call by Michelle. And we hope that everybody, again, that is the point of the show is we want people to ask questions. We want everybody to hear the question and learn from the question. So, you know, we talked about, you know, she had a loan amount of $150,000 and she wants to know if she should refinance. You know, what you're going to say and see in interest and savings by dropping your interest rate on a $150,000 loan is not the same kind of savings that you're going to see on a monthly basis from a $400,000 or $500,000 loan. So sometimes it just doesn't make sense to do it. And sometimes you can get into maybe a 15-year fixed, for a payment that is very similar to what you're already paying today. Maybe her original loan, we don't know how long she's had that loan for.
Right.
Maybe that original loan was, you know, $250,000 or $300,000. And, you know, her monthly payment she's paying today on that 30-year fix is very similar to what her $150,000 on 15 years might be.
Right.
So you don't know until you call us, you download the app and you play with the numbers or, you know, you send us a message and let us talk to you. But we're here. We're in the studio. Give us a call. 844-935-3634. Text us to 31996. Text the word mom. Ask us questions and we'll be right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. God, I love that new sound, don't you?
I do. I love it. Especially, is that like the bass?
Yeah.
The bass and the drums to get like... I love
it. It's good. Yeah. I know. And then like there's parts of it where it's like boom, 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 boom. And it makes you feel like you're at a rave. Takes me back a long time ago.
Long time ago.
All right, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. Debbie and Marla, we are answering all of your questions that you have about buying a home, refinancing a home, anything at all that has to do with real estate. Maybe you're stuck somewhere right now. Maybe you started your loan with your loan officer months ago and you still haven't heard anything, or you're still working through things. You know, give us a call. Let us help you. That is what we do. That's it's the point of the show, right?
It's our life goal.
It's our life goal. We love it. All right. So you can give us a call right now. It's 844-935-3634. You can text us, text the word mom to 31996. Text us with your questions. We will actually answer you right through text if you don't have time to call. You'll also get a link to be able to download our phone app. So you can actually do all kinds of things on the phone app. You can get your tickets for our next workshop that we're going to have. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we do want to get those calls. We want to get you on air and we want to answer the questions. We'll read them out loud and answer those for you. So let's go ahead. We've got a caller on right now. Let's take that and then we'll talk renovation after.
Sure.
All right. Good morning. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. What's your name?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. Where are you calling us from?
Los Angeles.
All right.
Awesome.
Hometown boy. So what's going on? How can we help you this morning?
North Hollywood, but you know.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good. We're in Santa Clarita, and you know, I guess we're technically considered LA County, so I think LA is a good broad name.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so how can we help you this morning?
Well, it's kind of a two-part question. I kind of plan on starting a family relatively soon in the next couple of years. And I will need to get a house, but right now I have bad credit.
Okay.
So what are ways that, and in a couple of years I'll have a new job, in all likelihood, doing marketing, because I'll be getting a degree at that point. But for now I just kind of make what money I can make. So how do you improve your credit when you don't make much money? And then eventually, once you improve your credit, how do you start planning to get a house?
So, and that's actually very valid. You know, there are a lot of people, especially if you're going to school, that are just barely making ends meet and they're, you know, trying to do what they can. But school is really important because it is going to be the future for them down the road. It's going to be how they do make money. You know, credit is one of those things where, you know, first of all, just making payments on time is very important, even if it's just the minimum payment possible. You know, you've got to try to get those payments made on time. That's number one. The longer that you can go without having a late payment or a collection on your credit report, the better and better that the credit score is going to get just naturally over time. What is it that you, when you say you have bad credit, what is it that's there? Do you have collections? Do you have a bankruptcy or a foreclosure? What is it that you have going on?
Well, I do have one collection, but that one I'll be paying off pretty soon. And then it says that my revolving credit is...
too high.
Too high, yeah.
Okay.
And that I'm not using enough of credit or something like that as well.
Okay. So, and you know, a lot of times they're just kind of giving you guides. When you see your own credit report, they're giving you kind of a guideline of what they're using to score your credit report against. So one thing that we try to tell people is you want to have at least 3 to 4 trade lines open. You know, if you only have 1 or 2 trade lines open, then you're a little short on trade lines. So if you've only got 2 open, you might want to open up 2 more. You don't necessarily need to use them. You might want to use it once or twice, put something small on it, pay it off. And then you could always leave it at a zero balance, or maybe once every couple of months, use it and pay it back. Just try to make sure that you have at least 3 to 4 trade lines open. That's a very important piece. You know, the other thing is that when they're talking about the revolving debt is too high, they're actually talking about a ratio. So, you know, whatever your credit limit is, let's say that your credit limit is $5,000. If you owe more than 50% of that $5,000 as a balance on that credit card, they are going to basically say that that debt to credit open is that ratio is too high. So you want to try to get underneath of the 50% mark. We see the very best of credit scores when you're at a 30% mark. So I know that, you know, you know, going out right now today when you're still trying to get through school and you're still, you know, just making ends meet, makes it very difficult for you to just go make a large payment to drop the, you know, to drop that balance right away. But again, you've kind of got a 2-year plan, which is exactly what, you know, Marla and I love about what we do. We work with people sometimes for 2 and 3 years before they become homeowners. You want to make sure you set up yourself a budget to start paying just a little bit more than those minimums as much as you can, to try to, knowing that in 2 years from now is where you want to be, is at least at 30% of that debt paid off.
Okay, that's good to know.
And then that collection account, I would just say, you know, pay that sooner than later. With a collection account, it hits your credit score very hard. And as that collection account gets older and older and older, it stops hitting it as hard. But what happens, as soon as you pay that collection account off, it will automatically renew that collection account as though it's almost brand new, because it updates the status. And now all of a sudden it's a new status on a negative reporting item. So make sure that if you're going to pay that collection account off, do it sooner than later, so that knowing that you've got the next 2 years that you're going to be working on the credit, again, that collection account will show zero, and then more and more and more time will go on that that stops to affect that credit score as, you know, as harsh.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, really, those are the things. I mean, if you had a bunch of late payments on your credit report, you know, a lot of people have a hard time even just making, you know, minimum credit card debt and things like that. If you had a bunch of late payments, we'd probably suggest, you know, hey, let's pull your credit report. Let's take a look at it. We may even suggest that you work with one of our credit repair specialists that we have a good relationship with to try to get some of that negative history removed. But it doesn't sound like that's what you have going on. It sounds like you've just probably got a little bit, you know, not a lot of credit, and what you have is kind of maxed out with that one collection. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can definitely get yourself in a much better place, and you can do it over time. You know, just know that what you really want to do is get those credit card balances at least to 50%. And if you can get them to 30, you're going to see the best scores possible.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah. So did you have another question for us, or did we kind of answer them all?
No, that was basically it.
All right. Awesome. Well, we would love to help you. You're more than welcome to call us. We can, you know, help you kind of set up the, you know, that goal or that budget, if
that plan,
if that's what you need. You know, but we're always around and we're always here, and we love that you called us, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. So that was good.
It was a great question, because it actually kind of goes back to what we were always saying. These are the kind of clients that why we're doing what we're doing today.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes, like he said, you know, I have bad credit. Well, he doesn't really have bad credit.
No.
It's something that's very, very workable. And so that's why we tell everybody, if somebody's told you no, call us. It could be something that we can do in 30 days. It could be, you know, if he had the extra expendable cash available to just go and make those payments and drop that credit card debt fast, we would have him do that. And he'd probably be ready to go in 30 days from now. If it was something that he had, you know, horrendous credit where it was a ton of 30-day lates and maybe a foreclosure or maybe a bankruptcy, we might suggest that he, you know, does work with an outside company to get better results from a credit repair a little quicker. But, you know, no matter where you're at in the process, you don't know where you can go until you start somewhere. And you have to, by starting somewhere, you have to call us. I mean, it's really the only way to know.
Right.
To know what you need to do.
And you have to make the first step, baby steps, whatever it is, but you have to make one first step to get to the goal.
Yep. Absolutely. So no, great question. We love it. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling. That is something that, you know, everybody listening to the show is definitely benefiting from, because they're hearing something new that they didn't know before. So that's going to bring me into the renovation. We had said before we took that call that we were going to talk renovation. And the reason we're talking renovation is because we are doing our renovation seminar February the 18th. We're going to be in Sherman Oaks, which is a nice central location. We've kind of been all over the place.
The end of last year was kind of bouncing around. But yeah, this will put us back into kind of that middle
centralized location. Los Angeles. Yep. Yeah, because we, you know, we've been from Ventura to San Bernardino. I think we're Riverside-ish. We were in Ontario. We've been out to Orange County. We've been in San Pedro. We've kind of been all over the place. And we're, you know, this one, we're going to be, you know, Sherman Oaks, which is nice and central. Pretty much anybody coming from anywhere can get there within anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour at the very most. I mean, you could be coming from Pasadena. You could be coming from Corona. You know, you can get there. Sherman Oaks is a nice, you know, centralized location. And, you know, this renovation workshop, it's going to be one that we have done for our real estate agents in the past, which has been one of the hottest ones, I think, that we've done, the biggest, you know, that people, they
very
just,
receptive. Very, with
that
it.
Was the word. I was losing my word there. Thank you, Meryl. You know, but this one is going to be for everybody. It's going to be for the consumer and for the real estate experts. You know, we've got it's a perfect way for a real estate agent to work, add this to their business plan for 2018. Yep. It is perfect for their sellers that maybe need to sell the home in as is condition, and it would only open up, you know, the home to all cash buyers, which may not necessarily get them the very best money for their property. They can either do the repair work before they sell, or they can sell it as is, and another buyer can come in, even an FHA buyer, where there are higher standards and guidelines to what the property, shape, you know, what shape that it's in,
yes.
The standards, you know, FHA and VA, you know, those buyers have a much higher standard than what a conventional buyer would. But even conventional loans these days follow very closely to the FHA guidelines. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are health and safety that, you know, wouldn't necessarily fly. And, you know, a seller's just really got to get rid of that property. And, you know, their only choice is to sell it to an all cash buyer who might come in quite significantly under market. You know, they're probably still, if it's in bad shape, it's rough, they're going to still probably sell it a little bit below market, but it's not going to be as low as what it would be with that all cash buyer.
Right.
The renovation loan, you know, a buyer can come in and buy it. They close on the loan. It can be a 30-day escrow. They close on the loan and then the buyer does the work, and the lender is okay with that because they know that the work, the health and safety standards and issues are going to be resolved. So it's really great. It's good for any first-time home buyer. It's good for somebody buying a second home. It's good for an investor. I mean, they've got 15% down payment for an investor to do a renovation loan. So instead of walking into a property with 20% down payment and having the extra cash in hand to do all of the renovation work, now they can actually buy the house, add the renovations to the price of the home, and come in with 15% based on that new estimated value with after the improvements are done. So there's so much to it. It's a lot of information, but it is good for the guy that is already owns his home, or woman that owns their home and they've been dying to get some repairs done and it hasn't been in the budget. Again, we're going to appraise the property based on the home after the work has been repaired and has been done. So it's going to give them that cash that they need to do those renovations and to do that work. So this is great for everybody. It's great for first-time home buyers. Like I said, somebody buying a second home, an investment property, a real estate agent to learn more about it, understand it better, and know how to market it for their business. It's just, you know, and if you own a home today and you want to do some repairs to your home, whether it's an investment property, a second home, or your primary residence, this is open to everybody. There's two different ways to go about it. We can do it as an FHA loan with as little as 3.5% down for those primary residence purchases. Mm-hmm. And we can do it, you know, as a conventional loan too, if you don't want the mortgage insurance and you've got a little bit bigger down payment. It can be done conventionally for a condominium. We can do FHA on single family, conventional on single family. I mean, it's so great. So we're going to take everybody through this, and it's one of those workshops that you just don't want to miss.
Absolutely. Do not miss it.
Yeah.
February 18th, Sunday, from about 1 to 3, 1 to 4, Sherman Oaks Women's Club.
Yeah, it's going to be
great.
Yeah.
Get the tickets today.
It was strategic. It's not Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
It was very strategic
in
that.
Not exactly Valentine's Day, but it's close enough, so you'll still be all lovey-dovey. And
sure, but you're not going to lose your weekend. We did it Sunday afternoon, so you've got your Friday, you've got your Saturday, you've got your Sunday morning. It's going to be Sunday afternoon. Come, you know, make sure you've had your lunch so that you don't show up starving, but we're going to have some hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have some wine, some beers.
Cheese crackers.
Yeah, we'll have some water and sodas and coffee for those that, you know, don't want to have anything to drink. But it's just going to be a nice, relaxing afternoon, and I think it's going to be great for just about every single person out there. If you are a consumer, this would be a great workshop for you to come to and to attend.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you there. If you want to get your tickets, you can get them right now. We are, you can get them through the phone app. You can get them from our website. You can call us right now and we can sign you up and get you those tickets. Call us 844-935-3634. You can text the word MOM to 31996. That's MOM.
MOM. MOM
31996. That's exactly the same way that you would text us as well if you had questions and you don't want to have to call in and be on live. So, you know, go ahead and text us your questions to that number as well. But download the phone app and you can get your renovation tickets right there. And then again, you can call, you can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. If there was anything that you heard us talk about today, but maybe you came in partway through the show and you weren't able to hear the beginning part, you want to go back. Maybe you heard something that we said last week that you want to hear it again, or maybe a few weeks ago. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. We have our podcast there. You can actually subscribe to the podcast. You can download it right off of iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play. So you can listen to past shows as well. But mortgagemomradio.com, you can send us a message. It'll send us an email. The phone app, you can actually email us. You can call us right from the app. You could run payments and you get your tickets. You can apply for your loan right through the phone app, which is kind of nice.
You can pretty much do anything.
Yep. And Facebook, you know what? Send us messages through Facebook too, because we'll answer those as well. So do you think we have time for another call? Yeah.
Let's go for it.
All right, cool. So let's take our next call. Good morning. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Scott.
Hey, Scott. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling actually from Ventura County, and you probably know, and as well as everybody else in the world, that we've had a fire, the Thomas Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I'm calling is I know a couple of friends have been devastated by this thing. And I was wondering if there is actually some sort of FHA loan out there that can help them.
So, yeah, there is. I mean, there's a couple of things. So, unfortunately, when you've been through a disaster and like the Ventura fire, if they've had fire damage, they don't even need an FHA loan. They need to go through their homeowner's insurance, and they need to, you know, go through, unfortunately, that very painful process, but they need to go through that with their insurance company. The insurance company is going to give them, you know, what they need to rebuild, or hopefully what they need to rebuild if they were insured correctly. But they don't necessarily need to refinance or get a new loan to do that rebuild. That's what their homeowner's insurance is for. We actually talked about that about a month ago when those fires were going on, maybe 3 weeks ago. It was right before the Christmas break. And we were telling everybody that really the best thing that you can possibly do, especially something like what happened in Ventura, so eye-opening, is to call your insurance agent and make sure that you've got the right coverage, so that if something was to happen to your home, that you do have enough coverage to rebuild the way you'd want to. Their current loan stays in place. Nothing changes with their current loan. They don't have to take out a new loan. But they're, you know, somebody that wants to possibly buy a damaged property. So, and we're going to probably see that where there were maybe some homeowners that were not insured or were underinsured. And then we're going to see in the future down the road, we may see a couple of, you know, foreclosures pop up that people can buy. At that point, then yes, you could get an FHA renovation loan, which we were actually just talking about a couple minutes ago. And with that renovation loan, you can take a home that is not in good shape and you can actually renovate it to bring it back to standard. So, but that's going to be for somebody more that's going to go in and buy a home versus somebody that already owned the home.
Okay, investors.
Correct, yes. And an investor can use a renovation loan to purchase a home, yes. Because what we're going to do is we're going to take the property that they get to, the price that they get to buy that home at, we're going to take the cost of the improvements, and then we're going to determine what is the value of the home after the improvements are done, and then we're going to lend based off of that. So it's actually, that's something that we're going to go into in more depth and detail at our next renovation, our workshop in February, but it's definitely great for investors.
Thank you very much for the good information. I really appreciate it because there's a lot of information going around here, and we're just trying to, you know, make sense of it all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, if you're a homeowner now and you experience any kind of devastation with that fire, really it's all about your insurance and your coverage. And for everybody out there, not even in Ventura, if you live in an area where you just believe that you'll never have to deal with a fire, trust me, that's not true. You know, everybody should be doing their due diligence and calling their homeowner's insurance company, talking to their agent and making sure that they've got the right coverage for their home.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Have a great one. That takes us back to, like, you know, it was like 3-4 weeks ago, right? That it was just, you know, we were in that devastation and it was just so horrible. So Scott, thank you so much for calling. We really, really appreciate it. That was
Absolutely.
Amazing. So we have got to actually wrap it up.
Yep.
And we'll be back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
We'll just take a couple minutes.
We'll take a minute and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Look at, listen. Isn't that great?
It is.
I love it.
We should make up words to go along with
it. We should.
So we can just sit here and sing to it.
We'll make our little Debbie and Marla rap. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. This is our last segment. We are on Saturdays from 7 to 8 a.m. If you can't catch us on Saturdays or you only catch a portion of the show, please feel free to go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. We have all of this is recorded as a podcast as well. So you can listen to the show at any time you want. You can get it from iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. I think it's on a couple others as well. But, you know, feel free to, you know, go to the website and listen to the show. We encourage it. We talk about something different every week. That's kind of the cool thing about taking the phone calls and answering the questions live. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't really know where the show is going to go.
Right. Which also makes the show very unique because mortgage is pretty boring. So for us to make it different and change things up and talk about different things.
Yes.
It just goes to our amazingness.
Yes, absolutely. But keep trying to call us. Send us your text messages. We will, you know, answer your questions right through text if you want. You can download the phone app. You can call us from the phone app. You can email us from the phone app. You can send us a message through mortgagemomradio.com. Like I said, listen to the podcasts. You can Facebook us. You can pretty much find us anywhere. We've got some really cool training videos on YouTube if you want to check that out as well.
Yep.
Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. If you miss the radio, you're not going to get us. You're going to get somebody else. So just make sure when you're searching Mortgage Mom Radio.
Right.
You don't want to miss that part. Earlier in the show, we talked about renovation. We've got our workshop coming up on February the 18th in Sherman Oaks. It's going to be great. It's literally going to be for every single person out there who is a consumer, whether you own a home today, you want to buy a home, you're an investor, you're buying your second home, you're a real estate agent. If you are in the real estate business of any kind, this is for you. It's going to be for everybody. The renovation seminar is going to be pretty amazing. It's absolutely no cost. You get to come out. We're going to have some wine, some beer, some hors d'oeuvres, sodas, water, coffee, tea. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's after Super Bowl. You know, it's we made sure to strategically pick the weekend so that it was not during Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
You know, and it's after you've already had your whole weekend. So it's just one afternoon and it's, you know, it's great. You know, do something for yourself, learn something, and it's gonna be a fun seminar.
I'm really excited about it. Jazzed.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. All right, so
we might play that music as people walk in.
Yeah, that'd be
and
good.
And we'll sing our song.
Well, we need to write the song first.
I'm already starting it in my head. More to come.
You want to give us a little bit right now?
It's still too fresh, and I don't think anybody's ready for it.
You mean you're not like Johnny on the spot? Like,
no, it's just like little bits and pieces that I'm kind of putting together in my head.
It's like when you watch that movie, Eighth Mile, and they're doing like the wrap-offs. Like, don't you wonder, like, how do they come up with it so fast?
I don't know, because I've watched that too. And I'm like, it takes me a while to come up with three words and, you know, words in a row that rhyme.
Right.
And they do it like every other sentence.
Right. Like, I know. Nope. It's amazing. I know. It's
I would keep saying orange. That would be my, I just would end with orange and I'd be like, darn it. I can't go anywhere with this.
Very funny. All right. So we're here. We're live 844-935-3634. Give us a call. We'll get you on live or text us your questions. We'll read them out loud and we'll answer them for you. If we can't answer, because we do get a lot of phone calls, the girls at the office that are part of our team do take our overflow calls and they can answer those questions for you or set you up with an appointment for us to call you back. So please don't stop. If you are listening to this during the week from a podcast, you can continue to text us. We check the messages all of the time. You know, you can call us anytime. We are not only from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. We are a full service shop. If we're not in the office, it goes to our call service. They text us. You get a call back in an hour. Cannot give you better service than that, I promise.
Right. It's what we do all day long, every day.
Yep.
24/7.
Absolutely. So, hey, so let's take another call.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. All right. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Emma.
Hey, Emma, where are you calling us from?
Los Angeles, California, close to downtown.
Oh, awesome. Nice. All right. So how can we help you this morning?
Well, I have a question. I am looking into getting first-time home ownership, and I don't know if it's better to purchase outright or do lease to own or rent to own?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. And we get that question quite frequently. So one thing with a lease to own or a rent to own is that they're hard to find. There's not a lot of people that own a home that offer to a landlord or, you know, to a tenant to do a lease to own. If you can, there's really not a whole lot of difference between just buying a property or doing a lease to own. The bottom line is that you need to come up with a down payment to buy your house. So the nice part about a lease to own is that you will write a contract when you take tenancy, and you will actually determine what the price of the property will be at the time that you buy it. And then many times your rent will be increased above market rent, so that the difference between market rent and what you're paying will actually go, you know, to the seller, and they will hold your funds and they will apply that as you save the money towards your down payment. Not much different than if you rented your own apartment for lower and then you were able to put the money to the side yourself.
Right.
So they're both great options. Neither one, I would say, is really better than another. It is nice that you can lock in a price that you are going to pay for the future. So that side of a lease to own is pretty cool, but every lease to own contract is different, and it's based on the terms that are negotiated between you and the seller. So they may not lock in a price for you. They may say, we'll sell it to you at market value at the time that you're ready, but this is what you're going to pay per month, and this is how much we're going to put towards your down payment savings. So again, it's all about how you negotiate it. There's a lot of first-time home buyer programs that don't necessarily require a lot of down payment. We even have down payment assistance programs based on income that you might be able to get your down payment given to you in a grant. So, you know, it's the best thing to do is to really, you've got to start somewhere, apply for the loan, know what you can qualify, know what payment that you're going to be comfortable with, and then start looking to see, are there any lease to owns that I could get into, or do I just want to stay where I'm at and save, or maybe I have enough money already and I didn't even realize I could buy something right now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. One of my fears would be if I were to do a lease to own, the owner can somehow retain the ownership of the property, and then all the payments I've made went away, just like a rent or something like that. Because I've read about horror stories.
There's a bit of a gamble. So the seller does maintain the ownership of the home until you actually buy the property from them. That is why it's called a lease to own. You are leasing the property until the point that you are ready to get the loan to pay the seller what you need to pay them to buy it. And they are taking the funds from you on a monthly basis, and they are supposed to be putting whatever the amount is that has been negotiated between you and them into an account. I have heard of people using an escrow company for transactions like that, where the payment gets made to the escrow company, that third party neutral, you know, person, and they are going to pay the landlord the amount of the rent, and they are going to hold the difference into an actual escrow account for you so that it's not in the seller's hands. But again, that's something that at the point that you're ready to start negotiating, and the real estate agent that you're working with who is helping you can make sure to write up the contract to protect you. If you're working with somebody good, they're going to make sure they protect you.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm so happy that you called it. That your question, believe it or not, is one that we get quite frequently. I don't know that we've ever had one on air.
I don't think we have either.
Yeah, but we do get it quite frequently. So it was nice that you did ask that question, because I think that a lot of people out there have thought about that before, and or they've heard the term and didn't even know what it meant or what it was.
Thank you. Thank you so much for explaining to me. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So another great call.
It was a really good call. And like you said, we have not ever had that one on air. Yes, we get those on a regular basis at the office, but here on air, no, we've never had that. And one thing that I wanted to say, but you had answered everything perfectly, is that there's actually nowadays there are specific companies. They are an escrow-like company that actually set up and work with the seller and the buyer. and
to
and
make help sure them. That that stays
right.
neutral.
So it is legitimate, and it's not where you're having to have that worry that the seller's going to turn around and be like, I'm just kidding. I'm going to take your money, and you know, now you've just you basically right. have just rented for the last 2-3 years,
and right? And you've paid too much every right. month for rent, exactly. Yeah, and again, it really comes down to that real estate agent that you hire, you know, to work with you. A lot of buyers don't realize that they don't pay for their real estate agent; it actually gets paid for from the seller. So when you're a seller, you're going to pay the real estate agent for your buyer. But as a buyer, you do not pay for your real estate agent. And I know we've said this before on air, but it would be like somebody offering you an attorney for free and you not accepting. You know, use a real Silly. Estate agent. Use a real estate agent. Make sure that it's a good agent. Make sure that it's somebody that you trust. We would be more than happy. We work with a ton of real estate agents. We'd be more than happy to give you a giant list of people that we feel confident and comfortable with that we've worked with over the years for many, many years. But, you know, make sure that whoever it is that you are working with, that you have trust in them and faith in them and that they're doing a very good job. And they are going to make sure that they write that contract to protect you in the best way possible.
Right.
So, great call, great questions. You know, it's been a really, really good show. We are, do we have enough time, do you think, for one more call? Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Let's do it. All right. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Tri.
Hey, Tri, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Arcadia, California.
Oh, sweet. We've had an Arcadia call yet.
I don't think so either.
Awesome. How can we help you?
Well, I'm looking to buy a house and, you know, the market here is really, really expensive in Arcadia. And I'm trying to figure out what is my, you know, I don't want to stretch and overburden myself with a mortgage that's too big. So how do I know what's my comfort zone as far as what not to go past as far as a mortgage amount?
Okay. So, well, we need to start, you know, really with the whole application, right, Marla?
I mean, absolutely.
A lot of it comes down to you too. So there's a couple of things that kind of tie into what's comfortable for you. A lot of people don't understand that when they're not a homeowner, what they pay in taxes, in income taxes, is quite significantly more than what a homeowner would. So one of the things that we always suggest is that you would call your CPA and say, what would my refund, how would it be different if I was to own a home versus being a renter? Because that, then they're going to tell you, you know what, change your withholdings and withhold at a higher amount of, you know, instead of just you single by yourself or two, if you've got, you know, a wife or three, if you've got one kid, you know, they may have you withhold at 5 or 6 where you're going to bring home more because your tax refund is going to help subsidize that monthly payment. So that's a very important step in the process. But the first step is that we actually need to see what you can qualify for, tell you what that monthly payment would be. And then you take that to your CPA and say, this is what I can qualify for. I'm not comfortable with it, but what does that mean to me as far as what can I do with my monthly or what would my refund look like that I could put it in an account and help myself subsidize my monthly payment? So we're going to kind of work through that with you.
Okay, great. So that means you're speaking in regards to the write-off, right? I get to write off all of the mortgage interest and the property taxes off of my income tax, correct?
Right, correct. So, you know, you can write off up to $10,000 a year. Now with the new tax laws, you can write off up to $10,000 a year in your property taxes, and you can write off mortgage interest up to $750,000 in, you know, loan balance that right. you're paying in interest. So, you know, you're going to, let's say that right now you tell us, you know, hey, Debbie and Marla, my comfort level is $2,500 a month because that's what I pay for rent right now. Then we might tell you, well, hey, you qualify for $3,500 a month. This is how much of that is interest. This is how much of that is taxes. Go call your CPA and see how that changes your refund at the end of the year. And then maybe you either take one bulk amount from that refund and you put it into a savings account, and then you transfer yourself once a month, you know, money to help subsidize the payment, or maybe you change your withholdings to make sure that your take home in your check is a little bit more, or maybe you say, you know what, that $3,500, it's still going to be just too much. I'm uncomfortable, but hey, you know what? Now that I'm going to have that tax savings, I might be comfortable with $3,000 a month. Then we're going to tell you, based on your credit, your down payment, everything about you, how much can you buy for that $3,000 a month?
That's great. Thanks so much for the information. How do I get an application to you, girl?
Okay, so the easiest way to do that, you can go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can go right to our website. You can apply online. You can download the phone app. I don't know if you've done that already, but we can get that off to you, or you can text the word mom to 31996 or just call us. We can call you after the show is over, or you know, you can call us during the week when you've got more time and we can help you that way.
Thank you, ladies. I'll text you shortly.
All right. Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Crazy. We have just, that's another one.
Really like, awesome calls today. I mean, yeah. It's like
and all
the
different.
New Year and it's all exciting. Yeah.
All different. And I know sometimes I talk a little bit fast. My husband told me that the other day. He's like, you talk, like, I was making fun of my sister and I said, she talks so fast. He said, you talk fast. I said, no, I don't. He said, yes, you do. But you talk even faster when you two are together. Like, I can only imagine when we were babies, we probably had our own little language going.
Probably did.
But sometimes I do talk fast and it kind of confuses people. But did it make sense what I was trying to say with the, you know, you can take that tax refund at the end of the year, put it into an account. And then when I said subsidize.
You explained it after.
The second time,
yes, you definitely did. The first time, it was probably a
little choppy.
Little bit of a blur.
Yeah.
Not to me. I mean, but to somebody who doesn't understand that at all,
right.
Yes, it's probably a little. But the second time around, you did explain it and said, put the money here, subsidize it.
Yeah, so I mean, if your tax refund was, you know, $3,000 today, but it's going to be $10,000 if you own the home, you take that $10,000, put it in a bank account, and then you divide that $10,000 by 12 for the 12 months, and you know that you have an extra however much per month that you can give yourself to help apply towards your mortgage payment.
Right.
Or like we all, you know, many of us do, you have to fill out your W-4 and you might say I'm single, you know, one. And instead of claiming one exemption, you might claim 4 or 5.
Right.
So that you're taking home more per month to be able to afford that bigger payment. So anyway, that is the end of the show.
Yay.
It went so fast. Oh my God, that hour was like boom, boom, boom.
It was.
But if you're out there and you're listening, you want to give us a call anytime, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not a big deal. If we don't answer, we've got a call service that texts us. You'll hear back within an hour. Send us a message, mortgagemomradio.com. Find us on Facebook, YouTube, text the word mom 31996. And, what's our number?
844-935-3634.
All right, we'll be back next week.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 09-18544, Washington ZL-39179, Texas and Nevada 34-02 and 34-01. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB-02-37926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO-237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB-0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.